This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For all the credit that President Trump takes for the performance of the American stock market over the past 15 or so months, and it's a lot, also credit for the falling unemployment rate in this country and rising figures for economic growth, there is a key point that has been lost in the shuffle: the rest of the global economy. Over the past year, economies and stock markets in Europe and China and Japan have been booming as well. Marketplace's Stephen Beard gives us the big picture from abroad.
You remember that quote, ask five economists a question and you'll get six different answers? Well, among the five that I consulted on this side of the pond, there was a striking level of agreement. Three of them poured scorn on President Trump's claiming credit for improvements in the US economy. Andrew Kenningham of Capital Economics, a consulting firm.
Generally speaking, the presidents have fairly limited impact on economic growth or unemployment rates, particularly over a short period of time.
So far, he claims, the biggest economic measure Trump has pushed through is the tax cuts, and that's only just been passed.
So I certainly don't think he can personally take much credit for the overall performance of the economy.
A view echoed by Michael Ben-Gad, Professor of Economics at City University.
In terms of the real economy, I don't think that there is any sign or any reason to believe that Trump's impact was positive.
There's a cyclical upswing underway, and it's global. Growth has been rising in Europe, China and Japan, and their stock markets have boomed too. The rebound is largely propelled by rock-bottom interest rates. But what of the Trump bump, the big jump in the Dow since last November? Simon Tilford at the Tony Blair Institute for Global Change is dismissive.
I think we probably would have seen rising share values over the last year or so in the US, almost irrespective of who had won the election.
But the other two economists that I consulted here do believe that Trump has made a difference. Brian Davidson of Fathom Consulting says Trump's election triggered a big jump in consumer and business confidence, and that has had some effect on the real economy.
Some of the growth we've seen this year can be attributed to the prospect of tax cuts or the prospect of cutting regulations.
And Roger Farmer, Professor of Economics at Warwick University, goes even further. He says that just the prospect of lower taxes, less regulation and more spending on infrastructure has fueled the rise in the US stock market over the past year.
There's a very strong influence of the stock market on the real economy. And to the extent that Mr. Trump had positive effects on the stock market, then yes, I would attribute the reduction in the unemployment and potentially faster growth to Mr. Trump.
But he says Trump's benign effect could go into reverse, depending on political developments.
If there's a big swing to the Democrats in the midterm elections that gives them the power and the strength to impeach the president, I would expect that to have a feedback effect in the same way that it did on the upside.
In other words, he says, there could be an almighty stock market crash hammering the real economy, both in the US and around the world. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.